Borçalı Aşığı branch. One of the oldest branches of Aşığı music in Azerbaijan is Borçalı Aşık branch. The artistic field of Borçalı Aşık is not limited to geographical boundaries of the stated place. The neighboring towns of Başkeçit, Karayazı, and Karaçöp, in addition to the Borçalı region and according to their artistic affinity, operate under the name of the same branch. A small part of Gazakh region has also been formed under the influence of Borçalı Aşık music. Tbilisi region was also considered as a part of this region until the 20th century. The name of this branch is conditionally introduced as Tbilisi, Tbilisi city, and Tbilisi region. Borçalı Aşık style has been developed according to the historical and cultural conditions in close connection with the Aşık branches of Gencebeser, Göysay, Çıldır, and Kars. According to the style of its formation, Borçalı Aşık branch can be classified under Aşık Ozans, Turkish national musicians and singers, rather than Azerbaijanis Aşık. It is obvious that the Aşık of Borçalı work with an instrument indicates that they are influenced by Ozani customs. As everyone knows, Ozans play and sing only with kopuz, a lute-like musical instrument. Urmu Aşık setting has had a significant impact on the development of Borçalı Aşık branch. The way of playing and arranging Dollu Abazar, who came from the village of Doldizec in Urmia in the 19th century, played a significant role in the environment of Aşığı Borçalı. This fact also indicates that the roots of Hüseyin Saraçlı's art date back to the lines of Dollu Abazar and Xastagasım. Instrumental falas such as Dol Hicrani, Mansiri, Gorbati Kerem, Bahmani, etc., which are among unique instrumental songs in the repertoire of Borçalı Aşıks, belong to this branch. Çıldırlı's Aşık Şenlik and Sadık Sultanov Aşık of Çiçeki Valley have also offered valuable services in the training of Borçalı Aşıks. Sadık Sultanov, Emrah Gül Muhammadov, Chamandar Afandiyev's method of tailoring is considered a powerful style and it has influenced Aşık settings located beyond the borders of Borçalı, including Aşığı style in Iran's Azerbaijan. It is not a coincidence that in Borçalı Aşık branch, custom of playing and decorating with tavar instruments have been created. Master Aşık Borçalı artist, Aşık Emrah Gül Muhammadov, has technically restored the instrument and modified the strings and frets. Aşık Emrah increased the number of strings from 9 to 11 and the frets from 13 to 18. Emrah Gül Muhammadov lived from 1913 to 1987. And is one of the teachers who grew up in Aşık environment of Borçalı. Aşık Emrah has had important meetings with Aşık Hüseyin Saraçlı in Azerbaijan and Georgia, and has achieved the heights of fame as a teacher. Aşık Hüseyin Saraçlı, who lived from 1916 to 1987, is one of the master artists of Aşık Borçalı's settings. At the same time, Aşık Hüseyin Saraçlı was a creative musician. The voice and music of Aşık Hüseyin Saraçlı, who is the author of poems, epic compositions, and famous songs as Orbat Kerem, Baghdad Dobeyti, has adorned several movies, documentaries, and television shows. He has also performed the song Ruhani in the movie Tutak Sesi. Another master who has been trained by Borçalı Aşık setting is Kamandar Efendiyev, who lived between 1929 to 2000. He He was born in Kapanakchi village of Borchali region and learned the secrets of Ashiqi art from Ashiq Sadiq Sultanov, Ashiq Emrah Gul Muhammadov, and Darya Mammad. He is one of the musical masters who has a high ability in poetry. Also another teacher from the 20th century in this branch was Mammad Sadakhli, who lived between 1930 to 2016. He learned the secrets of Ashiq music from Khindi Mammad, who was considered the master of this branch in the 1950s, and learned the creativity of the teachers and epic writing in the most profound way. Ashiq Sadakhli was an organizer of congregations in Borchali, Qazakh, Tovuz, and generally in Ganjabasar, and was famous for his music and poetry. Masters such as Dostpir Mammadov, Gulallah Guli, Dolle Abazar, Poet Nabil, Poet Ağacan, Khindi Mammad, Sadiq Sultanov, Goshtsu Ibrahim kept the custom of Azerbaijani Ashiqi art in Borchali setting. From the end of 20th century, some of the artists of Borchali Ashiq setting started to work outside of this field as well.